order. This is a special meeting for the purpose of reviewing applications received from five architectural firms that replied to the town's request for architectural design services for the town hall expansion and a new fire station. Okay? And we are right on schedule here. Okay. I have a few things I'd like you guys to think about, and then we can decide maybe what order to take this in. First of all, we never really developed an evaluation criteria as to what we're kind of at least mentally measuring these things against, and wondered if you would be interested in us putting a list together first of what we should be evaluating them on, and then a few other things maybe after we go through their evaluation. That be okay with all of you?
Yeah.
No, I think that's a great idea.
It's a good idea.
Okay.
You want me to write like you?
Well, why don't I write them up there while we...
Do you want to write or you don't want to write? I'll be glad to write.
He's right up there.
Do you?
I can write with your handwriting.
So,
I was going to say, can we use your... Do your handwriting or you?
I'll write me. Maintenance guy. I'll write me. Yeah, maintenance guy's not right.
Yeah, I'm not right. Okay. I would pop three off.
So we're brainstorming to start with, right?
I would say their fees right away.
And cost?
Yeah, the cost.
Experience?
Yes.
Comparable buildings?
Yeah, comparable buildings. Commitment to budget?
How can we gauge that?
This guy has been at 2% of budget in the last 5 years.
I saw that.
That's incredible.
That means you pad. Okay. I thought it's okay.
You pad as well.
That's what he put in his perspective.
For me, one of the things I looked at was their location. I mean, if they're...
So where their base is?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, location. Okay.
At some point, and I don't know that we can do it now, but maybe after we make our selection, we get ready to interview them, references. I mean,
yep.
I know some of them included references, but you always get letters from people who love you.
Well, at least some of us called some of them, right? So,
no,
okay.
I don't think we have.
Yeah.
I think we have. Yes,
all
I do.
All their references?
Yes, we have. They gave
yeah.
it to us. Yeah.
Okay.
Some of us did.
Well, I didn't know all of us were going to do that.
No, that's fine. I'm just saying that's fine. That's right. Exactly.
That,
right. We've been burned. Okay.
Yeah.
So I would say size, because if it's one guy and he gets sick, we have a problem.
Yes. Yes. The,
not that bigger is better, but just we should consider.
Not just the amount of staff they have, but also the type of staff. And again, this may come out in the interview process if they have to contract out. When they come to talk to us, they need to have an idea of who one of them had, like engineers and stuff, but they need to have a good idea of who they would contract with, so that and information about them and how reputable they would be.
At least two of them did identify the civil engineering outfits. At least two of them.
Outsourced work.
Yeah, outsourced work. Very good, Joseph. Very good.
I need to write something.
So I have one that is low but experienced working with Cary Beach. So at least one of them has worked with us on multiple projects already.
And that could be good or bad.
Right.
Yeah.
We could expand that in Carolina Beach because no one worked for Carolina Beach if we wanted
yeah.
to. But
maybe some of them worked with the
even
aquarium.
Even on the island, you know, with Fort
yeah.
Fisher and the
aquarium.
And,
on
you know.
Things, yeah.
Okay. I think that's a lower one, but I think it's still important to have. Okay. Any other?
Anything else? originally asked Nancy to put something in there about their experience with green building, but it appears that just about every single one of them are doing that, so.
I guess all of them are gone.
Three or four of them were out about that.
Do we wanna ask that? I mean, it should be a, it's a go no-go, right, bonded? Although, for the, I can't imagine you can be one, but just in case, we can make it a question, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Were there any others? Let me make sure I get someone. I put process, but I don't know how to grade it. So, I mean, the reason I put it is 'cause I was concerned about the NFPA regs, and one of them specifically called that out, and the others didn't, so I wasn't sure how to grade it, but I put it in there. So, I don't know.
You have a specializes in safety buildings?
Right, yeah, so, I mean, I don't know how to, what we call that, but it's just, how about, public safety building experience, maybe? Or requirements, public safety requirements.
Wouldn't that fall under experience in comparable buildings?
Maybe. Yeah, it probably ends up being a sub-bullet, maybe, right? Right? So, is that the criteria? So, then the next thing is to weight the criteria, I think. I need to keep adding for this period.
You already posted it.
Okay, Nancy, when you peel that off, you can blame me. Should've made something. So, do we want to rank them, the criteria?
Would it be fair at all if, we determined whether or not there's one in particular all of us said no to? Or do we really need?
We can do that. I mean, I think today we need to get down to two or three, and then we need to interview them. That's what I personally think, right? So, the question is, are there some that you would just say, okay, if I was gonna throw out one, is there one you would throw out from what you've looked at before we go through this? That's fair, 'cause it takes it down to four instead of five, right?
Yeah.
So, I thought it was pretty interesting that Oakley said, if you move forward with us, the fee is only half. That was weird. That's the only one that I saw do that.
You're right, it makes the fee $14.
Right.
$250, because the rest gets applied to the project.
Right, and I was like, 'cause I was trying to look at the prices, and I was like, okay, that's sort of weird, 'cause we did the architect, you want us to be, you wanna be the lead project manager, right? And I don't know, that's the same thing, right?
I thought that was interesting because of what they said.
Hey, the Boy Scouts are here. Another merit badge, nice. Good to see you guys.
Hi.
So, you know what we're doing, son, since you're getting a merit badge?
No.
No? Okay.
We don't either.
Okay, does the, nice. Does your Boy Scout advisor know what we're doing?
This is a council meeting, right?
It is actually a working session.
He's not specifically interested in content as much as.
Process?
A difference of opinion.
Ah, nice, okay.
You think we'll have any of that tonight?
It's possible. So, we're trying to choose, so what we're working on is trying to choose or reduce the number of architecture forms bid on our potential public safety building. So, we're working through a decision analysis. And yes, there could be definitely disagreement, right? That's how it works, right? And so, we're working on the process, and we just talked about, here are the 10, 11 things that we think are important in the criteria, and now we're talking about, can we eliminate one or more of the options before we go through the deeper details?
Okay.
Why don't you just go around the table and everybody indicate what their.
Yeah, who's your lowest guy? There you go, I think it's great here.
I start with Stewart, Kupel, and Newell, the fourth one.
And why, just for interest? Or, 'cause they're far away?
They're extremely far away, they're extremely high cost, they're way above our budget, and I just wasn't that impressed.
They're not above our budget, right? None of them are above our budget.
Well, you add all this in.
Yeah, because that's, they're ranking my last one also.
Okay.
It's 22.5, and now it's $9,300, and $27.50.
Okay.
Comes out to $135,000.
Give us a lump sum.
Okay, you also have to look at what you're getting for those costs.
Yeah.
I'm kind of impressed.
some of the guys had lower costs, but they didn't charge extra.
And then, of course, for a guest, that was the...
Correct. Trying to find the right one.
And that could cost us...
I was with you on processing them. Bowman and Murray, I think they were actually the cheapest.
Okay, so hold on, so we've got one that was SCNN, right?
Two, right.
Right, two, okay. Lowest priority, how's that? I won't say worst, right? So SCN.
Number four and number two.
Well, hang on a second. Okay, make sure that's the right one.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's good. First choice.
I didn't put it all on one piece of paper. We did, and I probably should have done that.
Sorry, good. So Jim, do you have your lowest guys?
Yeah, alternative.
Alternative, okay, wow.
That is exact. There's two for alternative. He didn't really give us the list of deliverables or talk about his process, so I wasn't too excited.
And that was my second lowest.
Okay, hold on. Let's do first, right? Okay. So Jim and Craig, right?
Yep.
I gotta look at my notes to see which one was lowest. So I was Oakley initially until I looked into their is half price thing, yeah. And then really SCN because they were the highest, right? And although they had more fire experience than everyone else, so they were my number one on experience with fire stations.
Yeah, they are pretty good, actually.
But being far away, being in Gastonia, and being the highest price was why I would have said they would be my lowest, right? So Dave. Okay, so then the second lowest. So alternative, that one's kind of interesting because they were the ones that did our last two designs, right? So they did the expansion for KBFD and they did your design proposal. We just didn't execute it. So that was why they were not my lowest. That's not to say they did a great job. I think the fire chief and the building inspector would have issues with how the design went a little bit potentially, because it went round and around between the two of them and the architect, is my understanding. Is that correct or not?
I didn't have really any bad experience with them.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I looked at the fact that they're 17.7 plus their $3,000 more for the 3D.
It was a small addition, and more than anything, I wanted something on paper that we could show you.
Right.
Insurance purposes, liability, and things of that nature.
So that was your number two, Emily?
Yes.
Right, so AA, Emily was number two. Who was your number two for anybody else?
My second lowest, to me was Bowman.
Wow, okay. And Tom, Greg?
Let me get my Bowman stuff out here.
Yep, I hear you. So they did Leland, and they're in Wilmington. I didn't have any work with KB that I found. And they were the lowest price, actually.
The one, you already got the only one that had triggers.
Yeah, I know. Well, but
they didn't give us a lot of information on who they were going to use for engineering and the supportive services. The other guys got a little more detail, and I just happen to think that when I'm looking at a proposal, the more detail means there was more preparation, more understanding, more time committed. So I thought their preparation was lacking.
They have a civil engineer on staff.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's on their
Who else for number two, right? So we had Emily's and Craig's.
Well, possibly there's one against number two is they've got, if I'm not mistaken, the most oceanfront structures that they listed anyway.
Well, wasn't there been saying that ours was oceanfront, which it's not?
No.
Oh, that was the
corner.
That was which one? They're all sort of a little melding, but one of them sort of had it. Is this is oceanfront? I'm like,
yeah.
No, they had Federal Point as being oceanfront.
Yeah, right.
Like I said, I hate to crawl on broken glass from Federal Point to ocean.
Right. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
They said it was a couple hundred feet.
So who's your least number two or number four?
I really.
You don't have
no.
Okay,
no,
so you didn't narrow it down to three. Okay. Jim?
I had Oakley Collier.
Oakley? So three of us say this is out, and if you deal with the second, three of us say this one's out. My number four, only because of lack of fire departments, really, was AA. Yeah. AA, because they did the Carolina Beach Op Center, but they didn't have any specific fire departments in theirs. Even though they did have experience with us. So I guess they technically could count ours, but it wasn't really a fire department. It was an office building, right? Mm-hmm. So David. And Joe, you said a blank. And Jim, a blank. So between the two, it looks like this one, and then with these two going with these. So I guess it's down to three, mm-hmm. right? So
we'll talk about who we think is the best.
I think that's the next place, right? Yeah. So I think hearing best is, well, first, did you use all this criteria when you decided best?
No, we did not, but I think we ought to declare what we think and then we can evaluate.
Okay. Does that seem reasonable? So process-wise, if we say, okay, we're not going to talk about SC and an alternative, we're down to three, so now put those two to the side, now we're going to talk about three. And let's talk about first your initial read-through, and then if we want to go back through the full criteria that we talked about, right? If we all settle on the same one or two, then I think we know who to interview.
Yeah. Right?
Nancy's laughing at our process.
It's on the fly, but it's working.
Yes. This is our process. This is great.
Yeah.
We do have some more of this paint, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. I mean, I'm happy to go first with my top choice.
Okay.
My top choice was Oakley.
Okay.
One, I know it's 28,000, but it's half the fee if we go with the project. But the thing that caught my attention was 65% of their work has been on existing renovations, including a significant number of fire and town hall, ocean fronts. I was impressed. And it could be a little bit of baloney, I'm not sure, but I was impressed that as I went through, the cost per square foot seemed reasonable. And as I looked at it, their statement that they hit in the last 5 years, they have been within 2% of every one of their estimates. That shows, even if it's a high estimate, it actually is a good indication that they have a reasonable thought on what it takes to get it done.
Right.
So okay. At a high level, that's why I like them. I did like the two other guys, but I just like these guys the most for now.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Your one right now, right? We'll go back through and look at them. Anybody else got a one for sure?
Okay.
Yeah. More of the same, or is there something else?
Yeah, what he had, but basically they seem to have the largest amount of coastal buildings and also the largest amount of fire departments. And a nice sprinkling of communication centers, police department.
Okay.
Upgrades on town halls.
And a great list of contractors. I mean, pretty good detail there. Who they use for different aspects of the job.
And they also do construction administration.
Yes. So, that counts.
Right. Okay. Joe Rill?
I had a tie between Bowman and Oakley.
Okay.
I like the number of staff that Bowman had. They did have a civil engineer on the staff. I like the fact that they got a lot of experience with a sheet front, that they had done some right here on the island. But then Oakley also, you know, kind of the same thing, listing who they would work with.
You got banks that appear.
That's true.
And yeah, and Becker, every single building they built was designed the same way. And I had a little problem with that. They didn't seem very creative
well,
the design. But so I had a tie between
ocean
Bowman and
actually
no, they all had these.
You say that
things on there.
Ocean Pines was very unique.
Well,
maybe it's not the most
expensive.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a million one.
They all have these.
They got pretty much of that.
Right.
Especially for a volunteer.
Right. I mean, it's got two stories, three bays.
to me, I agree with you, that was the best looking building I saw in there.
I looked in there and I said, you know what, this guy, that's pretty innovative.
And that's which one now?
This is Bowman.
Bowman.
Oh, I'm sorry, Becker Morgan.
Yeah, Becker Morgan, okay.
I had Becker Morgan.
Right, okay, and why?
It's relevant buildings, in Wilmington, and calls.
Wilmington, calls.
But, at Bowman Murray or Hemingway, plus that.
Okay, Bowman Murray. So I'm with Joe, right, so for me, Becker Morgan had multiple fire departments that we could send people to look at, right? Wilmington number 3, Wilmington number 5, New Hanover number 51. We're not going to DC probably. So they were actually number 2. We kicked out the number 1 for fire departments local to look at, right? The second thing I really liked is they had someone that was part of NFPA on their staff. And so that means they're going to get the National Fire Protection Association. That's who makes all the regs, right? And so they're participating in the regulation process, so they'll know if there's something that might come down so they can build for the future. So I thought that was good. The thing that I didn't like as much, I mean, they're local Wilmington, but they're also in Maryland and Delaware. So.
Well, everybody
Yeah, it does. It could be, bro. It's kind of weird. They're in weird places, right? Well, it shows their staff's bigger, so they... So if you looked at mine, one was the size, and they move up on the size, right?
Well, don't forget, though, that some of the stations and everything was listed under one of the subcontractors.
Okay, good point. So if they work with good people?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah, but I assume as the architecture form, they're involved.
We're still using the same subcontractor.
Right. Yeah, good point. So, I mean, if we say, we want 3 or 2, because we have 3 up here, in our top, or do we want to try to get it down to 2?
Well, we talked to our building inspector.
Any inputs or from staff?
So I think several of these have done recent fire stations, and so that's appealing to me because they have a good idea of who is going to bid on this project already, and probably have a good working relationship with them. So to me, that's. That's a valuable experience. I will say I liked Becker Morgan immediately. That architect came out and, you know, you have a good vibe about somebody immediately. With him, I had that with him. It was good.
That's enough.
Oakley Collier.
Correct.
They didn't even send an architect. They sent just a site person. Let's see. Budman Murray and Hemingway, they sent their architect, Chip came out, he was a nice guy.
I added a number 12. What have they already done with their staff, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, to create these, they interacted with Nancy and sounds like John.
That's important to me. First impressions are important to me. Yeah. But I think you've got the right 3 up there, if you ask my opinion.
Right.
And that's the way I believe.
That's right. Nancy, what about from your interactions with them?
I agree with John. I had Becker Morgan. We interviewed all of them to begin with, and then John took them around. Immediately coming out with ideas and asking questions and seemed interested, more so in the project. But like John said, some of them were not the actual architect that came.
What about the other 2, Bowman and Oakley? How was the interaction?
Bowman, I had this number 3. I didn't like though that they specified only 2 meetings.
Right.
With staff, but they're very experienced in fire department design. I like their buildings. They did the right beach public safety.
So you met with Chip, but you weren't impressed with him at all?
I wouldn't say that at all.
No,
I mean, she said you were talking about the phone and you were not, that you didn't like the interaction with the person that they sent.
No, she said that they only specified 2 meetings in their proposal.
Oh, okay.
Which she thinks is light. She thinks 2 meetings is probably not enough, which I would agree with.
Right.
That indicates to me they're going to start charging after so many meetings, and they're not really going to do it until they get the right feel.
Right. What about you, John? So I got the Becker one. Other 2?
Like I said, I think you've got the right 3 up there.
Okay.
it's a little crazy, but Fuquay Romeo, an hour and a half away, they did exactly what we're asking for.
Right.
Down there. Actually, it was an introduction on us, so we can get through that stuff. Where they, anyway, they did a renovation, added fire hall, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, there was, I think, a couple of these really did some nice finagling from the stuff they put in.
Right.
Because there was a nice cross-section of town hall type stuff, communication buildings, fire buildings, police.
Well, I think you should take a fire and a police rep, right? I know Jim's a fire rep.
Absolutely.
So either Ed or...
I have no value to add any one of those things. Like, I'll say nice building, but I don't know what they need.
Don't you look at the how far of the budget they were? I think, I mean, you can ask, right?
I would go over...
You can ask the money stuff, that's right, yeah. I'm sure they'd tell us if the fire chief called and said, hey, can we talk to you guys?
I think those are more important conversations than whether or not you think it's a nice building, though, because...
Right.
It's only going to be as nice as we pay for.
Right.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I mean, some of these have some pretty sick...
have those conversations.
Beautiful areas. Right.
So do we want three or two?
I'm fine to talk to all three. We can actually rate them on the criteria and ask them specific questions.
And so then why don't we use the time to say which of these are more important than others, right?
Mm-hmm. So we got it to three. Define the importance of the evaluation items.
And is the goal to have one chosen, obviously not this meeting, although maybe it was, but I don't think we're going to.
No,
do we have a goal, Nancy? We're not really on the clock, right?
Deadline for doing this.
Only what we make, right? So, right? So, I mean, I think the issue is it's better to do it right than spend a bunch of money.
Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, because we haven't really committed, except for
in this budget,
money for our architect. We haven't
we'd have to say we're going to spend it next year. Because, I mean, even if we pick one, they're not going to get started until June.
Right.
If we pick them tonight, probably. I mean, they might start billing a little bit, but okay. So why don't we define the priorities of these, right? So some of them are must-haves and some of them are wants. And then I think the next step is we give that, maybe make a smaller team to go out and rate them and come back to us.
Yep.
Does that seem reasonable anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I think to determine the places that should be visited, I would think we would ask Mike and John to go through proposals and just see which might apply. Maybe we have opinions, but it might be something that catches their eye.
Yeah, and the fire chief, right? So they got reps from two of the three departments.
Yep. And you guys
should be a fire guy here.
Either we should go to
Jim and Alan Allen, the fire guy.
Lights or whatever. You know, you should be part of that too.
Do we want to do them 1 through 12, or do we want to say these are must and these are wants, or how do we want to do that,
well,
right?
We've already kind of tackled 12 up there.
Well,
Number 12.
But how important is it, right? We didn't really rate it. We just sort of asked about it to weed down.
Yeah, because you want to have some kind of format for the interviews.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you can look through, you can get some of this straight out of the proposal, right? And then you're down to, okay, tell us more about this, right? And one we didn't have, I guess maybe it is comparable buildings. This is where you're looking at, sort of, and maybe cost or budget, right?
Yeah.
Didn't somebody say that number 11 was a lot like number 3, or at least a
similar? Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you can put them into families.
I thought conflict resolution.
Yeah. So we ask them how many times they sued.
These are law firms.
Very good, John.
Yeah, let's hope we don't get there. Right
yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
If we get the right project manager, we should get there.
That'll be the contract.
Yeah.
Is this
contract more?
Is the fire building going to be one contract and the police department another?
That was one of the things on my list to ask.
That's an excellent idea.
Do it separate, do the design
separate. My understanding of what we were doing was we have a whole project.
Right.
Based on the price we get for the whole project, we can do anything from reject the whole thing to piece it.
That's right. Yeah, I think so.
I think
we need them to bid it that way, though. So I think.
You know, in all honesty, even though I thought about splitting it, just from my perspective, if you want it to look consistent, use the same type of materials or
whatever.
Well, we could even.
But you can still do that. I mean,
this may be a 5-year project.
I mean, Ocean Dunes took like years to build all of them, but they all looked the same at the end for a little while. Now they don't anymore, but they did at the end, right? So I mean, I think you can do that. So how do we want to try to prioritize these, or do we want to? What do you and Jim need with staff to move forward, I think, is the better question. You guys are the two volunteers. I'm all for you. He volunteered to do it.
We got that again, didn't we? We got our own team, we got this. What's going on with you?
I got a good job.
All right, see if you guys had a job, you could get one.
Well, I think you hit cost, experience, comparability.
One and two interchangeable would be experience and comparable building.
Right. So I think cost is, so because of how much we're talking in the end, a good plan up front is way better.
Oh, yeah.
So investing $4,000 more for the right architect is way worth it.
Oh yeah.
So I think cost drops way down for me.
Or it drops down.
Yeah, it's not priority-wise, it's not like the number one. I'm just saying that it should be in there, but I'm just saying that in this part of a project, sometimes you get what you pay for, and really, some of these other factors are way more important than the cost.
Because we
can
get a good tent cheap.
Yeah.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Well, we also took the most expensive one out.
We did it,
so
but I don't think that was the only thing that made us eliminate it.
Yeah, no, but cost is not that big of an item when you look.
Right, they're all pretty close. That's right.
Yeah.
But I mean, if they're all the same, then I think cost matters. But if they're not, it should be other factors. That's what I'm saying. Is this is not really number one to me. It's in there because it's important. It's money, but it's not number one.
Right.
It's not number two or three. It's pretty far down because they're pretty close. And if we paid $2,000 more for some of these other factors, it would be worthwhile. That's my point.
Let's call cost tiebreaker.
Yeah, that's fine.
We have two guys who really like it. Both think they can do the job, then cost becomes more important.
Right, exactly right. That's what I'm saying, right? Are there any others that you think are tiebreakers versus critical in the analysis?
Well,
that's
as far as moving them down, number four, I don't think location is that big of an issue with these because two are local and the third is not very far.
Right, Rocky Mountain, Wilmington, right?
Yeah, Rocky Mountain, Wilmington.
Right, okay. Although we don't know how big the office in Wilmington is compared to the total package, so that might be a good question.
You guys go by and check out the offices.
Right, yeah. There's
only
two
right there. Yeah, just a second.
Man, doesn't take very much to get a merit badge anymore.
No, but that's just an answer.
15 minutes and you're signed off.
Yeah.
Are you?
Can't go out in the rain.
Mike, how are we going, Arlen?
Take care. Sorry, I have to go pick up my
daughter.
No,
right.
So.
Yeah, we're not spending money, you're good.
That's all right.
You have 30,000, I think is what we said.
That's right.
Yeah.
We got you.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. Okay, so we said this one was a. Let's do red so we can say the time right off, right?
I also think references are important.
Are or not?
Are.
Okay,
yes,
so. So red is tiebreaker, blue is, we think, is really important, right? Okay. Because I can't see my bed rank. So that one, that one. Okay. And you said references, which I agree with.
Yes.
I think references is important, though they would be foolish to put out people who decide to stay.
Okay.
And I think comparable buildings are buildings.
Is it comparable or comparable?
I put comparable, but it could be comparable.
It
could have been the engineer spelling.
You
okay.
Can.
I would say
comparable. Easier to spell. Easier to spell.
Exactly right. Thanks for the help. Love you guys.
Throw it
around. I think, well, I guess this is with 11, right? So we said there's subs, right? I put the drawing. But
I would kind of put size as a something I wasn't really particularly interested in because.
Well, I think there's a minimum critical size.
The jobs that they've done with whatever size they are.
Okay.
Well, it kind of goes with outsourced work. I mean, if they're small, they're going to have to outsource their work, and maybe they're really, really good at that, and they work with good engineers or.
Does that mean that's a red, which we don't care as much about?
I don't know. I think those two just go together.
Okay.
There was only one who listed themselves as full service.
Yeah. Well, two ways you can look at that.
Right.
More expensive or faster product.
Right.
Well, one thing that, I mean, one question we do want to know is, what does their portfolio look like? Can they actually handle the project?
That's experience, right?
Yes.
Well, yeah. But if they have five programs they're working on right now, is ours going to be in 2017 or is it going to be in 2016?
Current workload?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a big deal. I think we want to know. Well, you don't sign on say,
yeah, well, yeah, our contract is going to have an ending date on it, too. So.
Right. What's that?
Our contract will have an ending date, completion date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we can't do it,
that's fair.
That's why we get paid. It could be two contracts, like they do the police department first, and then we do fire the house, and then we do both all at the same time.
I got to get out of my manufacturing mode. Timing's always critical.
Yeah. I think it still is. But I think Jim's point is they shouldn't sign a contract if they're not signed up for it. I mean the reference. Hopefully that comes out in the references for the experience, which we haven't classified yet. But in one of those, it comes out that hey, these guys have hosed a bunch of people in their contracts, or they're not. Which, when you guys walk in, if you go to fire departments, they should be able to tell you, no, these guys were dead on, or no, they were not. The problem is, it's a finished building, so they may confuse the architect with the project team that built the building, and that's where you guys have to ask questions about that, right? Because they easily say, well, the project team really sucked, so the architect sucked, and that may or may not be true, so you got to, that's going to be y'all's challenge, I think, when you talk to people, is okay. Unless it was the same firm that did both.
Well, when I called Baldhead Island, that was the deal. Because what the first person I talked to at Baldhead Island was talking about a subcontractor.
Right.
And
then
I got a hold of somebody else. And
Well, like Carolina Beach might say the architect was bad, but that wasn't their problem, honestly.
I mean, that's true. But one thing that I'm going to look for these folks is the division of responsibility.
Right.
Because I want to know who's buying the pipe hangers, who's putting them up, who's designing them.
Right.
So it's not Wendy's.
Well, on this 13 with the workload, I'd also like to know, since our project looks so much smaller than most of the ones that all of them have done, that like maybe Chip was here and he was very impressionable and we liked him, but he's going to put this off on somebody who just got out of architect school. I want to know exactly.
Well, that's why.
Under their current workload, are we going to be relegated to somebody really way out of the totem pole over there?
You want to know who's assigned to the project?
Yes,
right.
Yes. Who's actually doing the job?
Did I capture that? Project size in relation to typical projects?
When you ask for these interviews, then you should expect put in there. You expect the person in charge of the project to come to this interview.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Good point. That's a very good point. Yeah.
You have to remember, they may be good when you start, but they may not be there a month later. So
you're right. Yeah, you're exactly.
So you need to make sure that the other people can cover for each other.
Right.
You don't know what your staff will be in.
Also don't know what's going on in their office.
That's right. So.
And generally, the licensed architect is going to have to sign off on this anyway.
That's
right. So even if somebody designs it, he's going to have to review it as his license.
Right.
But if he's in Rocky Mount, is he just rubber stamping it, or is he how involved is he?
If he wants to risk his career, I guess rubber stamp it. Otherwise,
so is experience a blue as well? We think, right?
Yeah.
Yes. What about size? I mean, for the three that we picked, none of them are the one-two-person room. That one got eliminated, right?
Well, 14 and 6, kind of, that's size of project.
This is the size of project for typical, this is the size of the firm.
6, 7, 8, I should all go together.
Okay. 8, outsourced work, okay. And type of staff? 6, I agree.
Yeah, all three pretty much together.
So all three together, for the three ones we're considering, is that a red or a tiebreaker or a blue?
I don't know about a tiebreaker because it may be the largest firm we're looking at, but that's maybe the one that we get relegated to someone new on the staff who's not as experienced as
I think
one we think we're getting.
If we like the structures we've looked at that they've completed.
Right.
Right.
Which is up to the
if we like that, we know they're capable of doing that work.
And we'll know.
Then some of that stuff becomes secondary,
I think.
Right. Okay. So it's red or do we need another color?
Oh no, it's kind of yellow. It's secondary.
How about green? Is it on yellow?
Oh, green. No, no, that's where they lead. Have it orange.
Okay, violet. Okay. Let's put our most important. So we know the key. Okay, so we still have experience with Curie Beach, which none of these have, but
right.
What about Carolina Beach or Fort Fisher? Some of them do have, I think, that, right, on the island.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is that still another?
Beach experience island, I'm okay with that. I mean, whatever you guys think.
Is it a less or a tiebreaker? I don't think it's supposed to be
less.
Less,
okay, orange. Bonded, they all better be, so I think that's a blue, right?
Yeah. If they aren't, they get kicked right out.
Well, I think Andy would tell us we couldn't have a contract with them if they weren't bonded, right?
Yeah.
Nancy?
Right. So.
If they're not bonded, we wouldn't be able to have a contract with public money. So that was sort of, okay. Public safety requirements, where you said. Staff interaction already, is that a less? I mean, we use it to weed down, but are we going to get back through it or really no? So that's a tiebreaker?
No, that's a less.
Okay, less, okay. Current workload, good luck figuring that one out, but if you guys do, I think you can.
It's not that critical, I don't think.
Well,
I don't think it's critical, but we can at least say, how are you booked after
that? Well, that's true. I mean, that's the question, but contractually, Jim's correct. The contract will determine what the end is.
We want to feel like we're the priority. So.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, John.
I think everybody would know that. But.
Well, so then you're saying you want that
short
a month more? I guess WCT's here.
Yes, we do.
Again?
Wow. Still. They were on the island. They got bored because they're getting rained on at the state park.
Yeah.
And project size in relation to typical projects? I think that's the less, but I think you should ask, right? So what's your typical project? Are we less, more, right?
Yeah.
If you do $10 million projects and ours is $2 million, okay. If you do $500,000 projects, ours is $2 million. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that one, you should at least understand, right?
Yeah.
Because we could be too small or we could be too big for them. If they only do $500,000 projects and we're.
Don't they already know that, though? They've been on it?
Yeah.
No, you've been on anything, right? You're trying to climb out.
Yeah.
Or you're hurt for work and you can go down. I mean, engineering and architecture firms do that because the businesses. Pays the bills, right? You got to pay the bills, so
well,
you might
move out
of your space.
Yeah. That might be a good question. If they're doing multi-million-dollar projects, why are you bidding on us?
No, we're Curie Beach.
That's
right. I'm not the bid part when I come to the project.
Most of the programs in here are between $1 and $2 million. There were a couple out of $500,000.
Well, yeah, that's because then their bid are telling you, they're bidding in the range of the projects, but I think you should ask them what are your typical projects, because they could be really big and, well, you know, the last 10, we had $1 million, and then we had 5 $20 million ones, and I think
that's a good question.
Or, like the one we eliminated, AA, I bet most of his are less than ours. We were probably the top of his target, I would guess. Maybe not, but that'd be my guess.
He's the one that did the lifeguard stands at Wrightsville Beach.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, he did an architect.
Yeah, did the architect. The picture of the lifeguard stand that he did.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Or maybe it was just that one stand.
Could be.
So then, what's our path forward using this for. We had a proposal from Craig that him and Jim would work with staff to go see some of the buildings and. Gather information on this type stuff, right? I think you turn this into a spreadsheet and then you fill it in, right?
Yeah.
just like Nancy started out with hers on costs and stuff, I think she did a good job starting this, but I think you take these 14 criteria, move the blue ones to the top, and then the yellow ones, and then the red ones, and then you guys have an evaluation sheet, and you can split it up with staff, I think.
Right. And from that, we should be able to come up with our questions.
Yeah, well, I think either the natural one comes or we ask them to come and we interview them, which it can be either way, right? So if there's a huge standout, I think you guys can communicate back to us. If on the other hand, there's two or all three, you say, well, I think they're all good, council should talk, and then we invite them to a working meeting with the council to talk to. And I think we let them know, here's what we're going to evaluate you against. I think that's fair. I see. Yes, ma'am.
Can John evaluate them for code violations since the time they were completed?
Ooh. I don't know.
Maybe that's a good question to ask.
Can we?
People. When you go
I mean, that has to be public record, I would think. Isn't it, John?
It's probably, there might be some written records on that, but bottom line, they're not going to move forward on any violations that they had as far as during the construction process.
No, but afterwards, I mean, they may have gotten through it, and then all of a sudden, after they're done, somebody finds a code violation.
Well, they shouldn't get a COV.
Yeah,
they shouldn't get their certificate of occupancy.
I doubt that there's going to be very much
COV.
Yeah,
the
you don't want
What about
change orders?
Yeah.
Change orders is an important question. You're absolutely right.
Well, what about change orders?
The number of change orders.
We need to know the number of change orders and what they're for, i.e., the appliances spec'd out in the original drawings and what you had to change to.
But change orders are not always the architect's fault. They're the customer's fault a lot of times.
Not necessarily all the time. We've ran into issues before where they designed it around a certain product, and we found out the product was no longer available or it wasn't going to work.
Okay.
And John, what about just change orders because the bid was too low to begin with, and so they kept doing change orders to get it back up?
That's another question that should be asked is how in-depth are the plans? Because some things are missed on plans, and a contractor will bid low planning on change orders as the project continues.
So how do you ask that question? I'm not sure what question you came up with.
Well, it's still change.
I think we asked them the question that says on your last 10 projects, how close were you on your
original budget?
On your original budget.
Yes. Just plain detail. Yep.
So
remember the discussion on our crossover, David?
Yeah.
And I'd say the whole thing with change orders could be avoided.
Should we move? Okay. So I think those all three go together?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when you put it together, or when Nancy types it up to give you guys together?
Nancy creates the worksheet.
Nancy, I can help you with this if you need to. If you put it in Excel initially, then I'll.
Those are three things.
So the blues go to the top, and then the yellows, and then reds.
Yeah.
So is this enough work to give them to evaluate the three we said are still in the running at this point?
Well, we'll put it together and bring it back to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should do it via email versus so you guys don't get stalled. Well, we can do it Tuesday night, right? Say this is the evaluation process.
This is what we'll do.
Right.
And
so I would like staff to take a look at three bids and our examples and see if there's any that you specifically think we should visit.
And I think we should tell the department on that too, right?
Yeah, that's right, you're right. And the visiting team should be, you're right.
Why don't we just try to try to visit for the most recent.
From each one?
The most recent job completed from each one.
It may not be, that's fair. That's fair, but it may not be what you're right. None of them may be renovations.
Right? Yeah.
Evaluation.
I mean, it's just a matter of things.
I mean, only one part of our project is renovations. The majority of the project is a new building, though.
Yes.
Or they're probably going to be pretty pretty even as far as cost.
Fire department will be important, and Nancy and the rest of the team, I'm sure, would say that the rest of the stuff is also a new job. That would be your area as well. And the police station.
So you want to say one from each of the at least one? At least
I'd go it. I'd go to two.
You know, available time, and yeah, there may be.
Well, if they're fairly local.
Well, the fire station will be able
to do that. Several local ones. At least three or four. Three of all.
Yeah, you can drive.
Fire truck. Yeah.
Jim, Fred. Staff, Fred. Okay.
And staff, I know that's police department and fire department.
Yeah.
Well, and we're at an advantage because the building inspector that we have also has fire experience.
And
the building inspector. You're right.
Yeah, but PDFD building inspector, right?
No.
What else? And do we want this before Tuesday night?
That'd be good to have.
Can you do that, Nancy? Or I can help you with the weekend if you need to.
If you work this weekend.
You don't have to do it personally, right? You can assign someone else that can type, right?
And if we could have the names of the staff.
We can get rid of the volunteer.
About the building inspector. That's what we'd like to do, my man.
But I don't know if Mike and fire chief can pick representatives.
Well, I was going to say by the June meeting, this one? I give you 5 minutes, right?
Yes, completed, yeah.
By June meeting.
And that's the council meeting. That's not our public hearing.
Yeah.
Or evaluations, or, because we have, no evaluations will be at the, before the June meeting, the day of.
Right.
That's something you guys need to put in there.
Yeah, so.
Calendars.
What other, any other action? So then do we?
Well, what about?
Do we want to interview the June meeting, or want to wait till the July meeting, because we have a budget to pass?
Is that when their report will be due on their site visits?
Yeah, they have to have done it before the June meeting.
Okay, do you want to send us a report by email, or?
Yeah, let them know, Sharon, we can.
And then decide at the,
Well, we may decide that we won't, at the June meeting, it should be on the agenda, and we either talk about deciding or interviewing. Send an email.
Yeah.
And that really gives all the time we need to go through the series of meetings with whoever's picked so that we've got a finished product to vote on for the next budget, if we choose to.
Right. But we're still on
the
proposed budget.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
but we're going to define the process then and also decide on the date that we'll interview them.
Yeah.
Yes. So
well, or we decide, we could pick the vendor.
Right. Right.
If their information is enough, you could already, it could be this is the right guy.
Right.
I mean, if, or yeah, we can say, okay, we want to interview, the process moving forward is we're going to interview at the July meeting or before the July meeting.
But you know, personally, even if we pick him up, I'd like to have an opportunity to meet him and interview him.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, that's fine. That's why we'll decide which one, right?
Yes.
I think as a group, we'll have the information at the June meeting. We should decide, is the process moving forward we're going to interview, or is the process moving forward we pick this person and we're going to start working with them? And we should be able to discuss that at the June meeting and at least say, here's the next steps, right?
And since this is a contract, can this be discussed in a closed meeting?
Well, which part of the contract? So which part?
If we decide that night that we're going to hire that vendor, it would be nice.
No, we could.
We discuss all of that.
We need to ask Andy. Where is Andy? I thought he was here.
He's not well.
Sorry. But
do we want to discuss all of that in public? Is you know the good, bad, and the ugly?
I would think. I personally think that we should be able to come out with this with a one or a two, one and two.
Right.
And if you go to number one and you get a whole pile of junk on the contract,
right,
you may say, okay, we're going to go talk to number two.
Correct.
Because I don't think, you're not going to get much contract information on the, what we're doing here.
No.
No.
Right.
No, no more than the proposal.
Right. So.
I mean, maybe a little bit, but yeah, it won't be the contract that Andy has to go through before he says. But yeah. I think if there's multiple proposed contracts, we should ask Andy, right? So you could just ask the question, I'll put this as a five, but it's due center, right?
Yeah. I don't want to pick a contractor until we should have a proposed contractor, but it's one thing to say, hey, you're our man,
are you talking
talk to
contract, or are you talking contractor to construct?
I'm talking contractor.
No, he's talking
we're not anywhere
architect.
Near contractor at this point in time.
No, that's true. I'm talking about
a vendor for the architect.
He's talking about the
contract.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I would ask him. I'm pretty sure you have to do that.
You know, if we had thought ahead of that a little bit, maybe we should have asked him for their typical contract. We can still ask him for that.
Yeah, we can ask him. Nancy could ask him tomorrow, right? Yeah, say if he has any concerns.
Remember,
yes,
right,
that's
what Nancy,
should be.
Didn't we, with Park, we pared down the 20-some that we had down to about five or six, and then
architects.
And then they came.
It's already decided.
What was it? Somebody's mind.
It wasn't part of that process.
Because I know there was a stack of them, and we pared down the vast majority. And I think we interviewed the final picks.
Great.
Probably would have. You remember?
No.
I tried to blank it out too.
So are we saying that's a less the contract review group or team, right?
Yeah.
So I added it up here, right?
Yep.
So we can ask for that tomorrow, and then Andy,
yeah,
give us your typical contract for these three people, Nancy.
Right.
That's what I'll put up here, and then Andy can review it.
And if he sees any...
If he says, you never sign this one, guys, which they're probably all going to be pretty boilerplate, I think.
Do you really need to see a typical contract to decide on your architect? I mean, your contract negotiation is what you determine
well,
your architect. What is it? I mean, if you don't agree with what's in the contract,
liability.
You don't have that.
Like there's liability.
I know all that, but aren't you a little ahead of the game?
Well, so we said it's a less criteria, but if one of their typical contracts throws a flag to the attorney, that's something for counsel to know about, right? In the consideration process. I think we said it's not most important, but we just said it's one of the factors that we should consider. If they're all the same on all the blues, it comes down to the yellows.
They have I'm sure they have joyful contracts, standard contracts,
okay,
that they can send us and we can just do the work.
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
they're probably all the same though. I think they're going to be pretty the same. That's what I think, but you never know.
They've got a whole list of all the public projects they've done. I don't think we're going to have anything.
Okay. Well, I like giving Andy something to do. I would just rather worry about the legality.
We are.
And,
right. Yeah, just be complete. I don't know about that. So, okay. So, is this a good prep path for you guys?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, the two guys doing the work, right? I know for the three of us, it's all good.
I think
right?
This is a great job.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's
I'm asking for you two guys that are signing up to do the work. Is this pretty straightforward? And the timeline works for you guys?
Yeah. Well, right. We'll come back and talk if you run into trouble on the timeline.
Yeah, so.
Do we want to have a date of when our selection is, like by the end of July or?
Well, I think we say that at the June meeting we're going to decide, are we going to pick or are we going to decide to interview? So then we'll have to set up interviews in July and we would pick after then, I think, right? Yeah. I mean, so staff would probably appreciate it to be working with him in September or October after the season. I know the police department, the fire department would. I assume the building inspector and admin are probably, the summer's not the best time to work with an architect, right?
Mike, you want to weigh in on that?
It's just our busy season, so.
Right, that's what I'm saying, right?
It could get you off the street and in the office.
No. So is this a good path forward, Greg? We've narrowed out two. We gotta work to get down to one, and we'll either pick based on y'all's feedback with staff, or we'll interview one, two, or three of them based on y'all's feedback, and then pick one. And that seems pretty reasonable.
Works for me.
So that move the ball forward?
So you're gonna interview at July and award at August meeting?
Potentially, yes. At the June meeting, we'll define what we're gonna do.
Interview, yeah.
Yeah, at the June meeting, we'll define what we're gonna do. I mean, the good thing is, we don't have a timeframe, although stuff gets more expensive the later you wait, so it's better to move forward, but we're moving the ball forward, right? So, cool. We good, Madam Mayor?
Okay.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
I second.
Any questions? Comments? Stand adjourned.
Aye, cool.
You're all good.
Yeah.